Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Simeon was a good and devout man, and he was praying for the consolation of Israel. Anybody here need some consolation today? Anybody here like to have a feeling of peace, to feel that Christ is present with you, that he's wrapping his arms around you just like Simeon wrapped his arms around the baby Jesus? Anybody here want a little peace, a little consolation, a little sense that, hey, it might be rough out there, but in the long run, it's going to be okay? Have that feeling, anybody? Or was it just me? You know, I could go into it, but you know what's going on. You know, Dave mentioned about Gaza. Those people are still starving there. Those people have been separated from their families for over a year. The horrible things that happen to Israel, the horrible things that happen to the Palestinians, the people that are starving over there. Thank God the fires are not as bad in California, but you know what's going on there. And there's poor people. They're going to have years and years and years to get their life, try to get it back together, if ever it gets back together. You know, we have those beautiful people from Mexico and Latin America that help build our roofs and mow our lawns, and Gestapo tactics are happening in our country to take them away. And Lutheran pastors are sometimes losing parishioners because they just happen to be the wrong color. You know what's happening. People in academia, people in business, in banking, in medicine, are worried about some changes that are just seem to be haphazard. The incompetent and gross and dangerous leadership in the executive branch we have right now. People that are starving because of lack of food that shouldn't be there. We should have enough food for everybody in the world. The fear, the anxiety. I won't go on and on. You get the idea. That's happening now. So you understand somebody would pray for consolation and peace and good order in their own country. Simeon prayed for this. In Israel, it wasn't easy. They had Roman occupation. The Romans were cruel. They did horrible things to women and children and to men and women. They crucified people. They could say to you, "Hey, Jim, carry my pack for a mile." And you had to do that. They could come into your house without a warrant and do anything they wanted. It was dangerous. The Pharisees and Sadducees didn't get along. The Galileans didn't like the Judeans, and the Judeans didn't like the Galileans. The rich and the poor had struggles with each other, and everybody hated the Samaritans. So it was very traumatic in Simeon's time, too. But guess what? Simeon continued to pray and go to temple and pray and wait, even though things didn't seem to change. But something happened with Simeon. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, was with him and guided him to the temple. And it happened. It happened. The Holy Spirit opened his eyes that this mother and father and baby, something that commonly happened, bringing the child in for blessing, according to the law of Moses. He saw this is Jesus. This is the Messiah. This is who he was praying for, this baby. And imagine the joy of grabbing the baby, holding the baby in his arms, the tears running down his cheeks. Wow, all these years of prayer, all this waiting, now it was fulfilled. God's story and promise were real, and he knew salvation right now. And he said that now, your servant may die in peace, for we know, God, that your word is true, and your promises to me have been fulfilled. And I know that you are not only for me, but you're also a light to the Gentiles. God's promise was kept. And he says, I know. Even though the external things haven't changed, I know salvation has come to me and to all people. And then, add to that, another prophet, Anna, sometimes called Hannah, she was there, 84 years old. You know, our country has to get back to respecting our elderly. You know, we live in a youth culture. But like when Joe and I visit Japan, if an older person came on the bus, people would stand, give the seat to the person, because there's wisdom. That's why I love serving you. Some of you are older than me, not many, but some of you. And I see and respect and learn from all of you. Your life wisdom, your faith wisdom, why you're still Christians after all these years and what you've been through. And Anna was there too, and she praised God. Simeon and Anna, they praised God, for now they knew salvation. They didn't know when it would come in all of its fullness. They didn't know when Rome was going to be out of there. They didn't know how it was going to come in all of its fullness. But they knew in this baby Jesus, their Messiah had been there, salvation had come to them. God knows you too. His Spirit's with you too. He knows what makes you anxious. He knows what worries you. He knows what keeps you up at night. He hears your prayers. He loves you. He's with you today. So today, let him console you. Let him come into your heart. Let him put his arms around you and tell you, you know, in the long run, it's going to be okay. Today in this house of God, we are here. The Holy Spirit is here. We know God is here because his supper is here. Where two or more are gathered in his name, he is here. Remember last week, what does St. Paul call you? The body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. And you individually, as you leave here, Martin Luther would say, you're Christ lines. You're the body, little bodies of Christ going into the world. Light, light to the Gentiles, light to a dark world in this holy house. And you receive today Christ. Hold that bread. Take that wine. Hold it just like Simeon held the baby Jesus. Know how much he loved you. He did not hold back anything for you. That's how much he loves you. Take him into your mouth, taste him, drink him, feel his love in your heart, in your soul. Know that even though the exterior is still chaotic, and probably will be, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but to know that Christ is with you, and that somehow it's going to be okay. And somehow you can be a light. You can be a change agent. Oh, you might say, who am I? I'm not a politician. I don't have a podcast. La, la, la. And every word of love and kindness, what did our Lord Jesus say? What you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. What does Micah say? What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God? My prayer is that today, when you receive this sacrament, you will know the peace of God that passes all understanding. You will know a strength to be a different people, a peculiar people, God's people, countercultural in the most beautiful way, to see strength in love, to see power in humility, to see Christ working in kindness. And know that this chaos and the danger and the anxiety, this day too shall pass. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Let's do like Simeon and Anna. Let's pray. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today our eyes have seen your salvation in word and sacrament. Help us to open to your Holy Spirit so that we may be filled with the peace that passes all understanding. Help us surrender to you so that we may know in our heart of hearts your salvation. And make us like Anna and Simeon, so full of joy that we share your light and your love, the good news with others. We pray this in the Lord Jesus, who is with us and in our midst and in us. And all God's children said, Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.